Joined now by Lady Tigers coach Jessica Kern. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
Are you awake and at 'em a little bit?
I'm up and at 'em.
I just talked to Penny and I asked you that same question.
We are cleaning out the guinea pig cage.
Yeah, I asked Penny that same question. Wait, what? What? You got the what's with the guinea pig pay? What?
We're cleaning out the guinea pig cage. So apparently BJ thought it was befitting at 8 o'clock in the morning to want to clean out the guinea pig cage. So that's what we're doing. We're cleaning it out. He came in with the house and said, "Hey, Mom, I'm ready."
Well,
okay.
All right, Jessica, I know about how old you are, and I know exactly how old I am, and I've been on the radio a long time. It's the first time I've had a guinea pig poop clearing conversation, okay? Just let you know
that.
It's
ridiculous. I know.
And Penny was the same way a moment ago. I asked him, "Hey Penny, I know what time did you get to bed?" About 3:30. I said, "Are you up and at 'em?" You know what he said? No. He said no. Hey, before we talk about last night, I want to go back to Wednesday morning, 11 o'clock, the 7th annual Kids Day game. Metro schools, 20-something schools, and a bunch of groups and organizations and everything. 3,800 plus. And it was, what a day. And I know, you know, having those young men and women on campus, all of the future thing benefits for it. But those kids had a blast.
Oh, my gosh. It literally brought me to tears. You know, anybody that knows me, yes, I coached to win basketball games. Yes, I coached to win championships. But anybody that knows me knows that my overall life goal, life assignment, is paying it forward, women helping women more specifically. And to walk into an arena with that kind of energy, and then even post-game after a loss, I think we came out playing some of the best basketball that we've probably played since I've been here at TSU in the first half. And, you know, for kids to want to hug you, for kids to want to ask, how can we be like you? You know, what did you do to get to college? It's such a big deal. And that's what Education Day is supposed to be about. And that's why I sent the tweet out, because it's not an excuse to play early. It's not an excuse to change your schedule, because unfortunately that's what it's being used for. It's supposed to be used for the educational component for young people to have something to look forward to. And I think we did an amazing job.
Well, and just a little personal aside with that, MTSU had its, for Rutherford County, the Lady Raiders, Rick Ensel, the very same day, very same time. And I remember my daughter, who's now 25 and married and in Vegas, watching the Predators last night. And my little girl that used to be 8's now flying, you know, wherever the hell she wants to go. But anyway, and luckily she's married somebody with money, not me. But anyway, back to the point, though, we were talking about that this week, and she said, "You know what? That was one of the more fun." And she's not, believe it or not, she's 180 to sports for me, and but probably knows more about it than she admits. But she said that was one of the most fun days I ever had, and I said, "Why?" Well, I got out of school first, and then I went and have fun. But we had Valencia Jordan, who is your associate athletic director, number 2 in the athletic department behind Teresa Phillips, the senior women administrator. And it took a village. I mean, and you even have it, you know, in there in the story, coaches, student athletes, administrators. You're talking about parking, all kind of components, probably 10 to 12 different individual groups on the campus had to come together to pull this thing off.
Yes, 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 for sure. You know, just all the athletic department, TSU Tiger Team, TSU PD, events management, because it did. It took everybody. I mean, we have well over 50 buses. So, you know, the way Gentry Center is set up, and we had to bring buses in, and then, you know, Schrader Lane allowed us to, like, sort of keep them over there and get them in and get them out. And then the key here is to get kids in and get the same number out. So, you know, That happened, you know. And so that meant that volunteers had to be in every single section, had to do a head count, and had to follow the game plan. So Uncle Gray and his game day management staff did a phenomenal job. And I said this, I said, you know, we hear in a part of the recruitment, you know, kids, a lot of kids at home say, you know, coach, I don't really know if I want to stay home. I want to sort of go somewhere else. We're the only school that's done it that big. that big here that's touching Nashville. And I asked the key, I said, can you look up that statistic for me? Because I really want to know, is it just big to us? No. We're the only school that's done it that big here in the greater Nashville area. And to me, that's something to be said about, there might be some things we have, some things we don't have, but we're doing stuff the right way. And that day was amazing for young people, and it made me realize, and my team realized, that this is why we do what we do. We were once one of those little kids.
Lady Tigers coach Jessica Kern, she's still that little kid. Don't let her fool you. just in a grown-up body. And this is something you said on the post-game show with Albert and me over on 102.1 FM, where the games are, is that several of the kids who came to your summer camp were there on Wednesday. How cool is that?
Yeah. It's really important. Sometimes, you know, parents, you send your kids to camp, and I get it. I'm a parent. You know, you want to get your kid out the house for 8 hours. Trust me, I get it. But some of these young women, like, really, really aspire to play basketball and to have and remember faces. And that's how it works. You remember faces from camp. You keep watching young women. They stay local. You go to their games. And you never know. There could be a future Tiger. They're really, really good. And this is how the process begins. So it was fun. And to me, if anybody knows me, I'm a sucker for kids. I absolutely love kids. To get a hug after the game, I don't know about you, but, you know, when I went to do an interview with you guys after the game, I the game's over. This is what it's about. And it was sort of great. It was really great.
Yeah, you were coming to do your post game, and we'd flip some things around because obviously everybody wanted a piece of the team and you and everything. And I remember I said 4 minutes, okay? You turned right around, and it was 4 minutes of hugs. And I said before you did that, Lady Tigers coach Jessica Kern. All right, we got to talk about last night, 76-73, the overtime loss. Basically a 30-footer at the buzzer to beat you, and this is a game that, quite frankly, you were the better team. You led the entire game, let a late lead get away, and but then some circumstances at the end we'll talk to. But, sure. Man, and that one was a tough one.
Yeah, I mean, it stings above and beyond. It still stings this morning. I don't think there was a dry eye in the locker room, period. As a coach, you know, you look back and you question yourself just because you never want to have to justify that feeling. And I'm disappointed. And, you know, you can say that we did. We turned the ball over down in the clutch. We stopped executing the way in which we were executing. But the flip side of that is we got, as adults, we have to hold ourselves accountable for doing things the right way. And I am hoping that accountability comes into play here within the next day, couple days.
Well, let's talk about it without any emotions, just what happened. The score was tied, a series of plays on one end. You go down on the other end. You're getting ready to go shoot some free throws, tied, and then there is a review that of what had happened prior to two things happening, one a dead ball, one then the foul and the free throw. So two dead ball situations. Is that right? I want to get it right.
Yes.
Two dead ball situations, and then there was a review of something that happened before those two dead ball situations. Basically, a non-reviewable situation. And
correct.
It was, and I'll let you go from there.
Sure, that's absolutely correct. So anybody that has been watching the women's game over time, we have had a tremendous amount of rule changes. Every 2 to 4 years, there's a review cycle, and rules change. The flip side of that is unsportsmanlike fouls. Those are something that have, you know, really come into play. That's a league, the NCAA, is looking at tremendously, making sure that fouling isn't malicious with the increase of concussions and things of that nature, making sure that fouls are not egregious and above the shoulders, i.e. making contact with the head. And so, obviously, it's to protect our student-athletes. Well, at 30.39, 0.1 seconds in the fourth quarter. You know, there was some contact made in the open court. We were breaking Jacksonville's press between 20 blue and 34 pink. Ball was advanced. Time had, you know, started going off the clock. We were at about 30 seconds, and there was a kickball. Pink kicked the ball out of bounds, and okay, fine, our ball was given to us, and then we were asked to go to our benches. Well, from there, the play that had occurred prior, the contact that occurred prior, they reviewed. Unfortunately, the officials thought that it was unsportsmanlike, that it was a high elbow to get open to receive the basketball. But the unfortunate part about all of this, in order for that to be made, and that call to be made, it needed to be, let me make sure that I get this right, an unsportsmanlike review has to occur when the same dead ball or live ball period observation had occurred, meaning if there was contact at the time of the play, that's when the call should have been made or stopped or reviewed. But the call was not made. There was no whistle. There was no dead ball. The play had gone on. Then the ball gets kicked out of bounds, which means it was a dead ball, which was beyond the play that had happened. And so when the crew went to review it, not only did they take possession from us, Pink got the ball back. Jacksonville gets the ball back. This is a two-shot foul, and they get the ball back, which leads us into overtime. And so, you know, this is one of those things. Tell your kids, you know, hey, know the scout. You tell your staff, know the rules. It's very difficult as a coach when you know the rules because you have to. Understanding that you're building a program, understanding that there's a process to this, and you have to fully fight for your kids. Well, when that's not necessarily heard or implemented, that's why I said, and I started the conversation with, I am hoping that people are held responsible because unfortunately this is the part of the season where it can make and break. And that's the sad part about it all. So it still stings. It really still stings. And I'm praying the right thing is done.
Lady Tigers coach Jessica Kern, good to see Taylor Roberts back. I know she's been slowed by that ankle injury. Your sophomore really was one of the top freshmen in the league last year. 27 points last night, and she looked hungry. She really looked hungry, and for the first time in maybe 3 weeks, totally healthy.
Yeah. Ankle injuries are probably, in my opinion, other than, you know, knee injuries, probably one of the worst injuries in women's basketball. It just takes time. Man, it's this nagging thing that doesn't go away. It takes time for it to heal. And we had a very heart-to-heart, sort of a gut check, steel sharpened steel kind of conversation. And how bad do you want it was the conversation. You know, if you signed up for basketball, I tell young players this all the time, there's a massive difference between you being injured and being hurt. If you signed up for athletics, you're going to hurt every day. Every day you strap up, you're going to hurt. So you have to make a decision. What do you want to be? Going into your junior year, how bad do you want this? And Taylor decided she wanted to put the team on her back. So between Taylor and Tia Wooten last night, I think they had ice in their veins. And I think that's how those kids played. And they're angry. They're very angry today. I got a load of text messages at 2 o'clock in the morning. And I said, well, you know what? We wanted to come back to Gentry, and we wanted to take two. Well, you know what? We're going to have to take three, if not four. If that's how it's got to pan out, it's got to pan out. But if they play like they played, we make it to postseason, it's going to be a problem for somebody.
Well, and again, the teams you play, I know Thursday night SIUE, you're right there, you know, just a game or two behind them, and then and they've got a – and the thing is – TSU's travel partner is Belmont, so right. And we know what that's about, right. Certainly. And so, whoever plays you Thursday will play Belmont Saturday, and vice versa. Whoever you play Saturday will there Thursday. So, let's just call it like it is. If you could beat those teams that you're playing, they're probably going to get two losses, and that'll put you right back and with 2 weeks to play, with 1 week rather to play. UT Martin, they're secure. They're, you know, going to finish in probably tied for third, probably second, where they usually are. But then with, you know, but everybody with SEMO right in front of you, basically. You control your own destiny up to a point, but you need let's call it an old Vegas thing. You need chalk to hold. You've cleared Belmont. You've cleared, you know, Morehead State. You know, you've cleared Tennessee Tech. You still got Martin to close the season, but the teams you need to beat are right there in front of you.
Yeah, Correct. You know, and it went down to the wire for us last year. And so today it's my job to love up on my team. Like I said, they're heartbroken. They're absolutely heartbroken. And they're heartbroken in the sense of we're doing it the right way. We're gelling at the right time. You know, I don't have the issues with kids. I don't have the disciplinary issues. You know, it's all coming together. But when we step on the court, we want to know we got a fair shot. And, you know, that's important. I think every coach wants to feel that way. Every player wants to feel that way. And so the key here, because we're down in the stretch and it's a lot to fight for, the key here is to show up Monday for practice angry and to play that way. And like I said, whoever's in the way, they just simply have to pay. That's a part of athletics. And you got to know how to flip it and make it work in your benefit. And so it's going to be a dogfight. Just like when we went to Jacksonville, it's going to be a dogfight. But somebody's got to pay.
Well, speaking of paying, when you come over for the post-game interview, you need to run down to the end of courtside dining and bring us some food. That's your entry fee for the post-game interview.
I can do that.
Yeah. I already work in Penny with that. You know Troy Fisher. I said, if you see him scrounging around down there, that's for Albert and me. So
you know what? That's the absolute least I can do for you guys. You guys are amazing.
Oh, I'm teasing. You know that. Not really. Okay. Thank you. Thursday with SIUE and then Senior Night. And, of course, that's going to be all about Tia Wooten, Senior Night.
That's right. And not only Senior Night, obviously. Guys. We've got her 1,000-point ball coming in. We've yet to celebrate that for her, and she deserves it.
Yeah, good. Thank you, Jessica.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye. All right.